Hello, 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 everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is where you are. Hello. It has been quite a chaotic week for me. My health has not been in a good spot. It's been a while since I've been sick like this. It's been a little over 2 years since I have fallen with some sort of sickness or illness. And this week, my husband and I got the newest variant of COVID. And we are doing good now. We are recovering well. And my voice might sound a little strange still. It might sound a little bit raspy. I might cough throughout this a little bit. But today, I am feeling my energy coming back. It's taking its time, something that I don't know how to do. I don't know how to take my time, but my body sure does know how to take its time getting back to a good spot again. The first thing that I want to point out is that this week forced me to take some time to just relax, to not worry about being anywhere, to not worry about anything at all. Didn't have to send any emails out. I did not have to say anything to anyone all week. I literally was off of my phone all week, and it was amazing. It's not a luxury that I get too often to be able to step back, and nobody is going to tell me that they're upset or that they're waiting for something. So it was kind of nice to be forced into this zone where it was just my top priority to take care of my body. And everyone around me was A-okay with that. Everyone around me was reminding me that that's what I needed to do, which I'm very grateful to have coworkers and a boss and friends and family that care so much about me, that being my top priority was what they wanted. I am definitely a hard worker. I'm kind of a workaholic, if you will. So it's hard for me to take time for myself to rest. It's so hard for me to take a full day where I am not doing anything. I don't do it enough. And the reason I know I don't do it enough is because the days I do just sit back and relax and I have like a lazy day, I usually get a headache because I'm just not used to it. But the main thing that I wanted to talk about today is that I am so, so, so very grateful for the body that I have and the state of health that it's in most days. It usually takes getting sick like this to really come to appreciate your body. It really makes you realize that the body you've been blessed with is amazing and that you are so beyond grateful for how strong it is. You know, this week has made me realize that I take for granted the health that I have, that I am fortunate enough to have most days out of the year be healthy and where I feel good. And not everyone has that luxury. You know, there are people out there who struggle every day with some sort of illness or pain that they have to go through every day. And, you know, they might not be able to have that feeling of feeling good and healthy every day. And this week I experienced a migraine, and I don't get those very often. It was actually only my second migraine I've ever had. And I will admit, I am a baby when it comes to migraines. I hate them so much. And I remember stopping myself through all of it. And I just thought to myself, you know, there are people out there who get migraines like every week. And that is amazing to me that those people just push through it. And it just really made me stop this week, every single day, every moment of every day this week. I just really thought about how grateful I am for my body. Yes, it definitely has its moments where it has its issues and things that are painful, things that are not fun to go through. It's not like my body is perfect in any way. But my body is strong and it always pulls through, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that my body never fails me. And I had a good reminder this week that I need to show my body a lot more appreciation than what I do. I don't think that I'm terrible at it. It's not like I look at myself in the mirror and I hate what I see. But I think I could do so much more to openly show myself that I truly love what I see in the mirror, and I truly love and appreciate my body. And I think a huge way of doing this is by fueling it with healthy nutrients and getting movement in and pampering myself. Like, there are so many ways to show your body that you truly love it and that you are there for it, just like it's there for you when you're not feeling good. And I kind of just wanted this to be a reminder to anyone who's listening to love your body. Be grateful for it. Because there are some people out there that really struggle to love their bodies. That's a real thing. It's a real thing to look in the mirror and to not love what you see, to not be grateful for what you've been given. But my challenge to you is to think about those times that you've been really sick, or those times that maybe you've gone through a really painful injury, and just think about how your body helped you through that. Your body did not give up on you. It stuck by you and helped you to get back to a healthy state again. So I think that we could all do more to show appreciation to our bodies. I think I just want to pamper my body a little bit more. You know, do fun face masks, do scrubs, do different oils and lotions and massages, you know, just really going that extra mile to show my body some care and love. But that's just something that was on my mind this week. I'm still recovering, still not feeling 100%, but I'm grateful that I have some energy today so that I can talk to you guys and so that I can get up, be out of my bed, and even go outside and get some fresh air. But I hope that all of you guys are doing well and staying healthy. And if you too are feeling sick, you're kind of going through a crummy state right now and just not in your healthy state as usual, I am sending some love your way and some good positive energy. You got this. Your body is strong. Your body knows how to get over things, and your body will pull through with whatever it is that you're going through. And remember to say thank you, because your body is there for you. And the body you've been given was no mistake. I really appreciate you guys, and I hope that you have a great rest of your week.